So I mentioned that when you define a class, you have class modifiers that you can give. And here are some of them. I'm not going to go over details of all of them. One of the possible things is that you say that the class is abstract. And this is what you want when essentially you want to define a set of behaviors, define the API without giving the bodies of the methods. What you're expecting is that this is going to be a parent class that nobody actually ever creates any instances of, but it's a place to put definitions of methods that all the subclasses are actually going to implement. So that's what an abstract class would be. These other class modifiers have to do with sort of the scope rules. You define a class, other programs may want to use it, but there's a set of rules about which classes other programs can use. And that depends on these class modifiers that you put. If you put public, anybody else can use the class that you're defining. You may be defining a class that you only want to be used by your program. In that case, you may want it to not to put a class modifier, which means that all of the classes that you're defining within the same directory can use it. Or you may want to say private, which is only the classes within the same file can use it.